Timing is excellent after the meeting last night.
Do we have a meeting last
night? Yeah, that's what I understand. But, you know, you've had them that have gone longer over things that are not quite as maybe center stage. But it's done now. So your thoughts, your comments.
Well, I thought the meeting last night went really well. I was really pleased with it. We heard from every council member, had 10 minutes. We gave an extra 10 minutes to the Welborn folks. I'm pleased with the outcome. You know, now the hard work begins. We need to make sure that the citizens that live in this annexed area feel welcome in College Station. I think council is unanimous on the fact that we want to see Welborn stay Welborn. We don't want to see, you know, high rises. We don't want to see big box retailers in there. We want to see Welborn look like, feel like, be like. We all know what Welborn is and has been. I mean, you know, growth is coming and it's surrounding them, but we're hopeful that citizens in Welborn will help us, in fact, do the majority of the heavy lifting, if you will, to design what it is they want their community to look like. And we can do that with, you know, zoning or overlay districts or a whole variety of things, but it's what they want it to be.
So. Well, and not to diminish, because it's very important to those folks, but the council must move on. There are other things that have to be addressed. So that's behind you. Today's a new day, and what's on the checklist right now that needs to be addressed?
Oh, well, we're working on the biocorridor. The City of Bryan, City of College Station, we've been meeting weekly. In fact, later this morning, I have a meeting with Mayor Bayinski and Mayor Pro Tem Horton. And Councilman Hughes, whose area serves that, and myself and John Crompton, our mayor pro tem, we've been meeting weekly to hammer out, you know, the interlocal agreements and memorandum of understanding. So we need to build some roads out there so that as that biocorridor develops, they have the infrastructure. So we're meeting on discussing where those things go and how they're going to be paid for and the responsibilities thereof. So those are productive meetings, but they've been taking a while, and we're on a short time frame. So,
and next thing is also that you have to talk about charter review. This is something that is long overdue in the City of College Station. I'd like to get your thinking, because I was quite surprised that this is a committee that has only 10 members. Is that right?
Correct.
Now, why such a small? I like the idea. I mean, because then fewer voices, I think, is an important thing like this. I really do. So why 10, and do you feel like that was the move to make, or how did we come up with a number of 10?
Well, we had a variety of people that applied, and we had an excellent group of citizens to choose from. But we decided that the larger the group, the less focused it could be. And so we wanted to keep it small. We have a good cross-section of citizens, and by keeping it small, we felt they could be more productive. And, you know, those citizens aren't going to make the final decision, and we're not reviewing the whole charter from front to back, looking at some sections that have been problematic. And the citizens are going to make their recommendation. It's going to come back to City Hall. There'll be public hearings. There'll be lots of opportunity for input for a variety of people. I assume we'll, you know, maybe take that charter out, the proposed new charter language to a variety of neighborhoods to get as much impact as possible, probably put the language on the city website so that possibly people can, you know, write in their comments and stuff, and it'll come back to the council and, you know, another public hearing or two, and then it's going to go to the voters next May. I mean, that's the time frame that we're looking at, is the May 2012 election.
So does this council give this committee things to look at, or is the committee, is it the other way around? How do we decide what's going to be focused on?
Combination. We have... our city secretary has done charter review in other communities that she's had, so she's kind of our liaison. So we didn't get to it. It was on our workshop, and then sometimes after the council meeting, we go back and pick up the workshop item. But the first committee meeting is the 28th of April, and we will in the morning, and we're going to have our council meeting in the afternoon. And then in speaking to the city secretary, I said, gee, do we have to give direction? And she says, well, the first meeting will be fine because we have to do some housekeeping things and set it up and elect a chairman and all of that stuff. So there'll be enough things for them to cover on the first meeting without getting direction from council. But there's a couple of things we want to look at. We want to look at elections and recalls and nominations and,
sure,
you know, kind of some things like that, and then some ordinance type things. So there's plenty to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Good group of
citizens. Again, it's a small body. I kind of like that. Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Well, we saved the taxpayers some significant money last night, which is always something we like to do. And we are kind of outsourcing to a variety of contractors some of our parks mowing. We're going to save about $125,000. We can, means we'll be able to refocus some of our manpower, you know, to maintain benches and playgrounds and that sort of stuff. And by also maintaining a small staff, if there's a problem with the outside contractors, you know, they're on a routine and, you know, we get a couple of days of rain, please. And so, you know, we'd miss that. Then we've got a crew that's available to go back and take that missed time, even though if our contractor misses a given date because of weather or something, the city's not going to pay for that. We're going to get reimbursed. So we've got a small backup crew that'll do things like maintenance around our water towers. And
so some efficiencies there.
A lot of efficiencies there. So we've got a Easter egg celebration coming up on the 30th at the George Bush Library, and that's hosted by our police department and the George Bush Library. Games, prizes, Easter egg hunt, the usual. I think Jay mentioned Earth Day. We also have a group of German high schoolers that are coming in with the Sister City program. They are arriving this evening, and they're going to be tailgating at the maroon and white game on the South Rudder Lawn tomorrow morning, I think starting about 11. So if anybody's out there for the maroon and white game, stop by and give
say
our
howdy,
guests,
huh?
Give them a gig them and howdy, absolutely.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
Okay, Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW.